This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Yesterday was a breakout session for our markets. We conquered our previous highs of 15,950. We closed with a gain of close to about 0.5%. The question is, can we build on the momentum? The local cues are mixed. So on one hand, IT, which has been the leadership sector, continues to see strong earnings growth, particularly from large caps like Wipro as well as L&T Infotech. Cyient was a bit of a disappointment, and Tata Elxsi did see a sharp decline in margins. So perhaps those stocks could be under pressure given the run-up that many of these mid-cap IT companies have seen. But in terms of pure fundamentals, the revenue growth is very much intact, though there are concerns on the impact of margins due to a tight labor market. But IT earnings continue to remain fairly supportive. The FII sold in the cash market, so that is a bit of a worry. They sold 265 crores in the cash market, and even global cues are muted. So Wall Street ended mixed. NASDAQ was down 0.7%, and there is a fear that good news is already being priced in. So there was some analysis which is put up on CNBC.com where they said 18 S&P companies beat earnings. But look at the stock reactions. The stock price of these companies on an average fell by 0.6%. The worry is that COVID has started tightening its grip on Asia. So cases are rising across regions. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high. Melbourne has gone into a five-day lockdown. Record high cases in Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand. Goldman Sachs yesterday cut down their GDP estimates for the Southeast Asia region, given the rising COVID cases and the attendant restrictions and lockdowns that are ensuing over there. So that continues to remain a bit of a worry. So in that context, can the Indian markets continue to rise higher? So focus will be on the IT sector because that's where we've got the leadership. The Nifty IT did exceedingly well yesterday, so it outperformed as it rallied about 1.3%. Wipro earnings look good. The dollar revenue growth was much ahead of street expectations. The street will like that. Tata Elxsi's revenue growth looked good at 6.3%, but margins have declined very sharply by 550 basis points. And Cyient is a bit of a disappointment, where revenues have fallen 4.3%, and the stock was up 8.3% yesterday. So perhaps there will be a bit of a give back. Bandhan Bank has also come out with a pre-quarter update where the numbers look a bit disappointing because the AUM has seen a decline, so that stock could be in focus. Tata Steel Long Products have reported a super number. In fact, it's the best ever EBITDA in a quarter, so the good run from steel companies continue. Tata Steel could be a stock which will be in the green. And Angel Broking too has reported a good set of earnings, where the income has gone up by 13%. And profits have gone up by 19% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. It's a rainy day. I hope you're safe, tucked inside, and not getting wet in this rain. So stay safe. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a good one.